For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. One candidate vying to become the new provost of the University of Missouri spoke to faculty and students Thursday afternoon. KBIA's Kyle Norris explains her background gives her a lot of perspective on how a university functions.
Dr. Michelle Wheatley previously served as a provost at West Virginia University. Born in London, Wheatley has spent 30 years teaching and leading at numerous levels of higher education. Although her education and research is mainly in biological sciences, she has education and interest in many languages and other humanities. She says universities must not focus on being the best in teaching one area of study.
When you look at the leading universities in the world, they are world class across the board. And that means in all of the disciplines.
Wheatley says faculty should stay on top of the best ways to give students an education. She says there has to be more to an education than sitting in the classroom, and students want problem-based learning and other experience-based learning opportunities. MU's Provost Search Committee continues to work with search firm Isaacson & Miller in search for a new provost. The committee announced Friday that provost candidate Dr. John Weinseck will speak at an open forum on Wednesday, October 29th from 8:30 to 10 a.m. at Stotler 3 in Memorial Union North. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
People's Visioning invited people from all People's International Ministries to a Getting to Know You meeting Thursday night. The purpose for the event was to encourage people in the community to go vote for the November election by educating them on what is actually on the ballot. The topic of greatest interest at the meeting was the level of racial oppression due to the shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri on August 9th. One of the speakers was Dr. Cleonora Hudson Weems, professor at the University of Missouri.
We have to all come together at some point. We can't continue to just fight against each other. We meet, we talk, we share, we admit, we move on. We take suggestions, we make suggestions. That's just the way it is. We don't just stand away from each other and never communicate. We got to come together and talk about strategies.
People's Visioning has another meeting November 11th to discuss racism issues, Ferguson problems, and the election. Andrew Scabu accepted a new position this week as assistant research professor in soybean breeding in the Division of Plant Sciences at the University of Missouri. Scabu first joined the university team as a research scientist in 2012. A major goal of his includes improving the overall yield of soybeans in Missouri. Director of the Division of Plant Sciences, Michael Collins, says all the attention placed on soybean farms in Missouri is very logical.
Soybean is the most important field crop in the state. We have something over 5 million acres of soybean. So soybean is the largest and therefore the most valuable field crop that our farmers produce, so it receives an enormous amount of attention.
Collins says the soybean farmers in Missouri are looking forward to the benefits from having Scabu's program here. I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump. Ragtag Programming for Film and Media Art recently received a grant for more than $28,000 from the Missouri Arts Council after ranking number one in the media arts category. The money is split equally between Ragtag Cinema's community outreach programming and programs related to the True False Film Festival. Ragtag's executive director, Tracy Lane, says this will help future artists.
The educational component of what we do is a large part of that. I think the fact that we are providing mentorship, we're providing opportunities for young people to further their careers is a very important component to what we do. And I think that that's something that the Missouri Arts Council greatly wants to support.
As a nonprofit, Ragtag supports itself through membership donations and supporters. But without funding from the Missouri Arts Council, its programs like the Community Outreach Program would not exist. The president of the Columbia Chamber of Commerce says recent growth in Columbia is the reason many major chain restaurants have begun opening their first locations in the city recently. Dunkin' Donuts, Jack in the Box, and Chick-fil-A have all recently announced plans for new Columbia locations this month. President of Chamber of Commerce Matt McCormick said population medium, household income, spending habits are key factors that businesses would look at when considering a new market.
You also have taken a look at population growth that we've had. We've held a steady population growth every year for the last number of years.
McCormick said some companies would also take into account the student population of the universities and colleges. A Missouri board has approved a bond issuance to finance a new mental health facility at the Fulton State Hospital. The vote this week by the Missouri Development Finance Board authorizes the issuance of $98 million of bonds this year as an initial phase in the financing. By approving the project, the board also signaled its intent to authorize up to a total of $220 million of bonds, with additional rounds of bonding expected in 2015 and 2016. It will pay to demolish old buildings and replace them with 413,000 square feet of new facilities. The Fulton State Hospital is Missouri's only maximum security psychiatric facility. A little bit of cloudy weather yesterday didn't stop over 50 people from going to Laws Observatory on MU's campus to watch a partial solar eclipse. MU's Department of Physics and Astronomy hosted a viewing party and had telescopes with solar filters and a special glasses for people to wear so they could watch the eclipse without hurting their eyes. The eclipse started around 4:40 p.m. and lasted until the sun went down around 6. The eclipse could be seen off and on through the clouds. Director of Astronomy and Professor of Astrophysics, Angela Speck, helped organize this viewing party, but says now she's looking forward to another one.
In August of 2017, there'll be a total solar eclipse that comes right over Columbia. We have actually convinced the athletics department, thank you, Mike Alden, to let us use Faroe Field. So we will have an event where people will get to come and watch that whole event there. And that's when the moon will really cover the sun and we'll see the whole thing.
Speck says partial solar eclipses like the one yesterday are rare. The last one was about 2 years ago, but she says total solar eclipses are even more rare. The last one over the continental U.S. was in 1979. For KBIA News, I'm Maureen Lewis-Stump.